I need to be honest with you. Every time I hear one of the scriptures that tells us to pray all the time, I get this picture in my head of somebody walking around with their eyes closed, bumping into everything and everyone, while asking God to light their path and give them guidance. Now, clearly Paul didn't intend for us to walk around with our eyes closed all the time. I do not think that's what he meant when he said, never stop praying. You don't have to spend too much time here at the common table before you'll hear the phrase, pray like it depends on God and work like it depends on you. Throughout scripture, we see over and over again that the faith that we hold and the work that we do are intrinsically linked. Over the next 2 weeks, we're gonna take some time and talk about faith and works. And this week, we focus on prayer. Why should we pray like it depends on God? We were created to be in relationship with God and with one another. And have you ever tried to maintain a meaningful relationship without talking to the other person? A relationship without communication doesn't get very far and it doesn't go very deep. When we pray, we have an opportunity to converse with our Creator, to share our thoughts and our feelings and desires with the one who made us. We can leave spaces in between those prayers to listen for God. As we read the stories of Adam and Eve in Genesis, we see a picture of a God who longs to be in relationship with us. When we look at the rest of Scripture, we see the great lengths God went to in order to restore that relationship that was broken by sin. Prayer is a powerful point of connection and relationship. The second reason we need to pray like it depends on God is, well, because it does depend on God. We are strong people, capable of amazing things and overcoming huge obstacles. God made us that way, but the challenges that we face, both in our personal lives and as a community in larger society, are often beyond our own strength. We get tired, we burn out, and we lose hope. Not because our faith isn't strong enough, but because we are human. When we pray, we invite the one with limitless love, limitless hope, and limitless strength into our hearts. We are called into the rest and security of God's presence so that we can be refilled and encouraged, ready to do the work God has called us to. A lot of the time, especially as Americans, I think, we get this backwards. We work ourselves to the bone until we have nothing left and we crash. The life of prayer that Jesus invites us to is one where we work from our rest, not the other way around. We're called to never stop praying because the Holy Spirit is a never-ending source of fuel for us to live into the lives God has called us to lead. When we root ourselves in prayer and take seriously the commitment to be in relationship with God, we are able to be who God created us to be, with clarity and purpose. Now, if you're anything like me, you've heard a bunch of sermons telling you that you should pray all the time. That if you do, you'll suddenly have superhuman energy and start tossing mountains into the sea. I've heard these messages before and I get all excited and I try to pray and suddenly I have a million other things on my mind. What do I need to get done?
Am I gonna have time today to make it to
the grocery store? I should check out that new show on Disney Plus.
Can I feed the cat already?
I could really use a haircut. None of us are short on distractions. We all have a long list of things vying for our attention every day. How are we supposed to cut through all the noise and find some meaningful time to pray? Well, in our scripture from 1 Thessalonians, Paul gives us a really helpful roadmap that we can break down into really practical steps for a healthy prayer life. First, you'll need to decide to prioritize prayer. Good intention alone won't get you there. you need to set aside specific time to pray. At first, it might be just a few minutes, but the more you practice, you might find that you need more time. For me, this has to be in the morning. It gives me the opportunity to frame my day in prayer. Now, don't worry if you're not a morning person. The time of day doesn't really matter, but you do need to pray on purpose. Now, on to Paul's prayer plan. Our scripture for today says, "Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances." Well, we're gonna start at the end and work through it backwards. First, be thankful in all circumstances. When we pray, we take time to reflect on the blessings in our lives. We thank God for all that we've been given. Some days our list will be long, and other days we might struggle to think of something to be grateful for. Either way, in the spirit of gratitude, we move to the next step, never stop praying. As we continually search for the blessings we're experiencing, we continually thank God for them. Each new blessing becomes an opportunity for thanksgiving and prayer, a reminder. And as we practice, we start to tune our hearts to the Spirit's movement in our lives and communities. We see new ways to ask God to move and recognize ways that we can be that movement of the Spirit for someone else. Prayer becomes not only something we sit down to do, but it becomes the way we live. Always searching for opportunities to thank God. This is what never stop praying looks like in practice. And it leads to the final piece, always be joyful. On its surface, it seems like an unobtainable goal, but when we start to look at our lives as a prayer, we find that our joy is no longer contingent on our present circumstances, but on our relationship with the divine, to the one that promised to never leave us or forsake us. I want to encourage you to move toward a life of prayer. Start small, and with each faithful step, experience the joy that comes from a personal, prayerful relationship with Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? God, thank you for this time together. Thank you for everyone that is here at the common table today. I pray that you would lay on their hearts a desire to be with you, to talk with you, to pray to you. God, and as we start to set aside time to pray on purpose, as we focus on the things that we're grateful for and the ways that we can thank you, that will move us into a place where we are looking for those things all day long and constantly in prayer and conversation with you, recognizing new ways that you are calling us to move, recognizing new things that we can do to build your kingdom in our lives and in the lives of the people around us and in our communities, God. When we start to focus on living our lives as prayer, wild things happen. God, I pray that you would lay that desire on each of our hearts today as we go on this week. In the name of Jesus, I pray.